Well, hello, gentlemen. It's Solo Man here. And this is a Sunday in my country, or in the country I'm in, when Sunday for me is a contemplation day, not a constipation day. When I was thinking, what is the Femon's game plan? Well, it's hard to distinguish it because it's a very messy game plan. They're not very organized or methodical, are they? 1 minute they're complaining about that, next minute they're complaining about the other thing. They're just not too consistent, are they? Erratic is a good word, I believe. But generally I can see some form of plan, if there is one. It looks like they want to try and remove all masculinity from society and turn it into a kind of a woke utopia, which of course doesn't actually work in reality, does it? And instead of wokeness being the utopia, it turns out it's the destroyer. And it doesn't just destroy things for men. It destroys things for everybody, including Femons. So it's kind of a home goal, really. But although they've tried that formula time and time again, they keep on trying it, thinking it's gonna work at least once. Society can't exist when it's just been completely feminized. And society can't exist when it's been masculinized. It has to be both of those things living in harmony. Well, a facsimile of, at least. Because basically, they balance each other out. But at the moment, that's not happening. Masculinity has been persecuted. They try to brainwash it out of boys when they're young. And that's why a lot of young men have no idea who they are and usually get into trouble with the police. Because they have no real direction anymore. They want to be a male, but they're not allowed to be. A lot of young Femons are sort of told to be masculine, act aggressive. And they don't feel natural doing that either, and they're a bit screwed up as well. Nature in the wild and nature in humanity is always a fine balance. But Femons and feminists are so greedy they want it all. And of course what will really happen, they will have nothing at the end of it. Because there'll be nothing left. And unfortunately we see a lot of societies crumbling already, don't we? And of course a lot of men, even young men, have seen the deterioration of the societies, of their society even. And they're stepping back, stepping away. And the crazy modern Femons seem to enjoy the deterioration of society and values. They seem to enjoy the debauchery they're creating. But it's no good stripping off and being disgusting when there's nobody there to see it. And smart males have turned away. There's more porn and disgusting pictures around now than there ever was in the girly books that us young men used to buy years ago. They would be tame compared to what you see on the social media now. And whereas years ago they said, oh, Femons were forced to do this by men. Nobody's forcing the Femons to do it today, and they're doing it far more. What is their excuse now? Oh, there'll be one. Divert your eyes, gentlemen, and get on with your day. If that's the only way the Femon can get your attention in today's world, then they really have absolutely nothing to offer. Solitude, men, is a beautiful thing. Something Femons know nothing about. Or even loyalty. Dignity. Honor. Respect. They used to be male traits. Don't forget them, guys. Take it easy.